setbacks do you face during your career?
Well, I've had a lot of setbacks, and I think most actors have had setbacks. Even the ones that seem to have perfect careers probably have terrible stories to tell. I'd say that I lost jobs that I really wanted over and over and over again. And I got pregnant at the end, and I had a child die, and that was really, really hard. And even though that sounds like a personal setback, that was actually also a professional setback, because I had taken time during the peak of my career to get pregnant, and then the baby died, and then I had to get pregnant right away again because it was the time of my life that I needed to get pregnant, and so I got pregnant right away again. And it was sort of a big chunk of time away from acting during the peak of my career. And I think also everybody knew me as being really funny. And yet everybody knew this story that I had had this child who died. He was run over by our neighbor. And I think it was hard for casting directors and producers to laugh when I would do lines, because they knew this horrible thing had happened to me, and so it distracted them. Do you know what I'm saying? When mm-hmm. I was in the room,
yeah,
I think it was hard for them to let me just have my old life back. So that was really a big setback. But you know, I made a family then, and I kept working, and, you know, I've been really lucky to have big success again later in life. Like, I got, because now I have this job on HBO that's just, I'm very, very lucky. I'm very lucky to be on, like, when I talked about doing Wag the Dog, like, when you get to be part of something that's really, really special, being on Silicon Valley, I think is the fact that we get Emmy nominations isn't just a random thing. We get them because the people who make the show are really, really smart. And there are lots of shows that don't get Emmy nominations that should, but there's a reason that Silicon Valley is nominated. It's a really smart show, and I'm really, really lucky to have gotten on it, not as a 25-year-old with perfect skin, perfect hair. I got on it, you know, in my late 40s, never having done any Botox or face work, and they don't care, and it's just great. I'm lucky. So I've had setbacks, but I think I've also had luck.